Thank you, Jesus. This is May the 19th, 1999. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is the title of this is Take Control. The Lord says, take control. Stop letting your body and your circumstances control you. Stop putting up with stuff. I said you can have whatever you say. You believe my word? It is now time to believe your words. I want to look at Mark 11. 22. This is the kingdom era. It's time we take back everything the devil's stolen. It's time to walk in what God says is ours. Mark 11:22, and Jesus replied and said to them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, we know mountains represent situations we don't like, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that it is granted to you, and you will. The Lord says, discipline yourself, to not let anything get past you. Instead of putting up with, handle it. When your body acts up, talk to it. When your circumstances are unfavorable, talk to it. Your business, talk to it. Laws, talk to it. That is the operation of the kingdom of God. When you see something you don't like, change it. One thing Neville Johnson did say that I didn't bring in the last word was that the church era was, the focus was building the church, and we see it. But now this focus is building the kingdom. All right. When you see something you don't like, change it. All right, verse 12 says, on the day following, when they came away from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And he said to it, no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And his disciples were listening. But that was Jesus. Behold, I give unto you power. All right, drop on down. As they were coming into the town, it says in the morning, verse 20, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. He didn't say what God doomed. It says what you doomed. Did Jesus walk as a man? All right. And then he begins to talk to him about faith, talking to your mountains. Stop acting like a victim. I have made you a victor. Romans 8:37. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gained a surpassing victory through him who loved us. And Paul goes on to say, for I am persuaded beyond doubt that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay, get used to doing it this way. It will become natural as you practice it. You call the shots. You call those things be not as though they were, just like Father did. We've been created in his image and his likeness. I already said yes and amen. The only thing left for you to do is call it in. Unacceptable behavior. Don't let your body, your circumstances rule you. You rule it or them. In other words, quit putting up with unacceptable behavior. Reign as kings in life. Reign, not complain. I have given you authority over your domain. Genesis 1:26-28. He gave us authority here. Complete and total authority. The fault of my church is they thought that it is all up to me. I finished my work and I sat down. My son finished his work and he also sat down. Since I'm resting and my son is resting, who is taking care of things? No one. Now you know why the earth is in such a mess. We're all waiting for Jesus to come and get us and make it all right again. I need my cleanup crew. That is you, to restore law and order. No more putting up with. No more survivor mode. Bind the straw man. Kick him out, for I have given the kingdom to you. All right, I wrote a couple of scriptures here. Oh, that's the bind. We read those in the last word, Matthew 12:29, Mark 3:27. That's binding the strong man. Luke 12:32. Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear, little flock, for it is for your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Matthew 18:18. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Also 19. If any two of you agree on earth as touching anything, they shall ask, it shall be done to them, my Father which is in heaven. And that's key here. No longer allow Satan to take your stuff. Rule your body, rule your circumstances, rule your country. All the mess you see is because my church has not taken charge and occupy what I have given them. So God has placed you in your garden saying, develop it. Your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Write your own ticket. You can start by writing wrongs. See something you don't like, call it the way you want it. Don't consider the cost. This is not how the kingdom of God operates. You don't need money, you need faith. So what are you going to do about it? If it's not like you want it, then make it like you want it. God will load you or lead you in it. Just start speaking your desires. Don't be shy. You can't outspeak God. There are no limits with Him. It's a challenge. He is issuing us a challenge. All right. You haven't been waiting on God. He's been waiting on you. And there's no limits. All right, I want to read some scriptures here before I get into this. This is 2 Kings 14. I was in a church service many years ago, before I ever knew that I had any ministry or anything like that. And the pastor's talking about something. I don't know if it was a project they wanted to do. I don't even remember, but I'm standing there in the spirit. I see a stick hit the ground 3 times. I'm just standing here, minding my own business. And I see that. Well, back then I was so timid about things that I told Danny about it, and he called the pastor. And I'm going to read it to you, and it'll take care of itself. This is 14:14. He seized all the gold and silver and all the vessels found in the Lord's house and the treasuries of the king's house, also hostages, and returned to Samaria. So they'd been overrun by their enemies. Okay, the rest of the acts of Joash, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Is this right? Let me look. 2 Kings 14. Okay. All right, he slept with his fathers, was buried in Samaria with Israel's kings. Jeroboam the second reigned in his stead. And Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. The rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? I don't know that this is the right story. I guess I'm just going to have to tell it to you. I guess I wrote it down wrong. He was told, I believe, by the prophet that the Lord wanted to deliver them, and so he told him to hit the ground, and he stopped it 3 times, and he limited the Lord. And so the Lord said, if you'd have done it 4 or 5 times, you would have been delivered from your enemies for all time. But you hit it 3 times, so I'm going to give you, I don't know how the space of time, but it had to do with 3. So what's the Lord saying here? Don't limit Him. That's what He's saying here in this. Daddy might find it. Maybe it's 15. Let me look here. because it's a good story. And I won't forget it because of what happened to me. But anyway, what the Lord was saying when Danny called the pastor and told him this, he said, yeah, the Lord's telling us to not limit him in this situation. Could it be 1 Kings? Okay. All right. Well, let's just keep going. One thing the Lord adamantly spoke to me about, do not give up on your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Don't you dare let the devil have them. Call them in here. He will restore what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar have eaten. And I got to thinking, you know, we said, well, what's important is they're in his will and blah, 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 because it's because they, you know, aren't here. But I believe the Lord showed us that they're supposed to be here. Jackie, I don't know what the Lord's showing you about yours, but he said, don't you give up on these children. Don't you let the devil have them. You call their little bohonies in here. Don't you let them wander off and do stuff. You get them in here. You kick the devil out. You bind him. You kick them out where they'll think this is the greatest place on earth, and they want to hang around you and be at your house and doing what you're doing. Well, you know, kids. No, let's don't buy into that lie. Okay. Yeah. Call them in here. He will restore that. What you create by faith will be passed to them. Make it great. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Call in jobs and houses here. Don't speak what is. Well, it's so bad here. The economy's so bad here. The traffic. No, he said, call in houses for them. Call in jobs for them. Make it easy for them to get here. Come on, get your thinking right. Don't give Satan anything to work with. It's up to you to change it. Speak what you want, not what you have. This is the biggest problem in the body of Christ today. I think Brother Capps brought that up about instead of speaking what you want, you're speaking what you have. People speak what they have, not what they want. Kingdom people do not walk by circumstances or limitations, but by faith. Bill Winston, how to send 10 kids to Harvard or Yale without any money. Each exercise of faith brings its own release of resources. Get a mental image speaking first. Make your agreements, but don't speak with forked tongue. You make that agreement, you stay with that agreement. I don't know how many times Danny's come in to me and said, well, I'm speaking this. He'd tell me, speak this. I want you to agree with me. Okay, we're speaking this, and here I am speaking this. And he comes in, oh, I changed that weeks ago. No, we can't do that. You've got to stick with what you speak. You're saying the same thing. Make your agreements, but don't speak with forked tongue. Satan is the old serpent. He has a forked tongue. All right. Yesterday, on a light note here, Alabama passes bill banning abortion. This makes killing of the unborn babies a felony. God bless Governor Kay Ivey for signing off on this legislation. Okay, speak that this becomes a precedence for all 50 states. Rules, regulations, and laws change to my advantage when necessary in the name of Jesus. All right, now I want to give you all an example here. This was September the 7th, 2014. In fact, I think you were at her house right about this time when we did this. It says, be it known this day, September 7th, 2014, at 12:02 p.m., that we received, me and Mom, a heavenly grant in the form of a minimum of a 10,000 square foot home. Father, in the name of Jesus, we boldly come to the throne of grace according to Hebrews 4:6. Your word says in Philippians 4:6, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. We also speak according to Mark 11, 23 and 24. We believe we have received this home with all features listed. And I had a big list of all kinds of features. According to Matthew 18:18-19, we bind Satan and all his forces, and we render them helpless and unable to operate against us. They will not hinder our grant. We stand in agreement, therefore. Me and Mom set ourselves in agreement, and we believe, we receive now, and we praise you for it. According to Hebrews 1:13-14, we loose the ministering spirits, and we charge them to go forth and cause our home property to come into our hands. Signed, Amber Gill, love, and Carla Love. September 7, 2014. All right, I spoke it off and on. She forgot about it. And she spoke it a little bit, but she kind of lost sight of it. In fact, when she moved here last year, she had this and gave this to me. 2015, I don't know what month it was. Do you remember what month? July. See, I've been speaking this on and off. And even though this house is not 10,000 square foot, but believe me, unless the Lord wants me to have one, I can't even clean the one I got. So, I can, I just don't want to. But anyway, I'm going to tell you how easy this is. Okay, in July, one day I'm praying, the Lord says, go get a visual on your house. Because Danny had asked, you want to go look at houses? No. Why not? I just don't want to. So anyway, in July, we've gone to Midland Deep, coming back. You know, we always drive by here. And I always kind of felt like it'd have to be in Shiloh, you know, where the house would be. But anyway, that day he said, you want to go look at a house? Yeah.
Lee told me he was building two houses out here.
Well, we knew of the builder that built our house who we're presently in. He was building two houses out here. So anyway, we decided to come out here. This was the only house that was open. So we looked at this house, and the other one was locked, and they were out of town. So Wednesday, we had an appointment to look at the other house. And after we looked at the houses, I went home, and I'm standing in my bathroom, and the Lord speaks to me that we are to trade houses. We did the trading house program like we did the other house. So we started the process on the house, and here we are thinking this, you know, the Lord said, are you willing to go to the loan table? I said, well, we'll do it however you want. We're willing to do whatever you want us to do. You're doing this, you know. So here we are. It was hard. We had some obstacles in the way. But long story short, the day that we go, Danny goes into the bank to get the the check. I'm sitting in the car thinking, I hate Mexico, but it looks really good right now. I'd like to just walk out of this car and just take off running. I do not want to buy this house. Anyway, the Lord speaks to me how he's going to pay for it. How he's going to pay for it. Has he been faithful to pay for it? We've been here 3.5 years. That, folks, is how it's done. It's not by all your effort and you're staying up late at night and pinching pennies and petition thou me. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Hezekiah, spread the letter before the Lord. Lord, these enemy, they're coming against us. What are we going to do? He spread the letter before the Lord. This is how faith works. So this is what the Lord wants us to do. This is what he wants us to do. We, you know, here we are. Another story. Here we are trying to get somebody out here to give us a bid on landscaping. We finally do, and it's like the Lord just stops it, man. And then he spoke to us to go and buy something that we don't need, don't want to even mess with. But the Lord says, you go do this. It has nothing to do with landscaping and what we want or what we want to do. But you know what the Lord said to me? He said, I'm training you. Because most of the church, they operate and they walk by their reasoning. And what the stuff I tell you to do that you'll go do, and they'll even make fun of you for doing it. He said, you'll do what I say. I can use you. I can give my power through you and trust you because it doesn't make any sense. Faith doesn't make sense. The things of God didn't make sense to a natural man. But most of the church, they'd say, oh, no, you know, the age you are, what business you got a big old house like that? Well, my father gave it to me. Oh. Oh. You got 5 cars? You only drive one at a time. Well, my father gave it to me. See, this is the problem with a lot of people, with the people in faith that have gotten rich because they followed God. Well, they're just stealing from the people. No, they're not. Their father is blessing them. What are they supposed to do? Father, we don't want your gifts. It's not going to make sense. And it may not. When has it ever been about what you need? The overflowing cup to the world and to most of the church is a waste. But what does God say about the overflowing cup? Your cup runneth over, man. It's just running over everything, getting on everybody. And I say, Lord, I don't understand because it's messing with my mind. Because when it comes to big things in the kingdom of God, you won't hesitate because I've asked you to buy when you had a paid for a home. I asked you to go buy a home and incur debt, which I'm paying for, but still. This goes against what the church is taught. Well, the church has been taught what the world's taught. The church puts limitations. Well, you can't be in debt. And then if you get past the age of 55, you better not be going in debt. Because you're going to have to get you a trailer house somewhere. And you're going to have to live on a fixed limited income. And, you know, you're just no good for nothing anymore. No, we're supposed to be viable and fruit producing even in old age. 120, eyes not dim, natural forces not abated. This is kingdom era, y'all. This is a new way of living, new way of walking, new way for this earth. For those who come, those who'll trim their lamps and follow. Those who don't, we tried. That was the trek out of Egypt. And you saw how many come out of there. The younger generation did. They got it. The older people didn't make it. Why? They're so set in their ways. They let old age ways and old age thinking. The Lord has no limits. He has no lack of supply. He'll give you a whole fleet of cars. He'll give you a whole fleet of houses. If you have His purposes first, you can't help it. It'll run you down. I'm not kidding you. 5,400 square foot house, and we are busting at the seams already. Last time that happened, we just run out of room. 3,600 square foot house, out of room. I said, Lord, I can't find enough people to give stuff. It talks about moving out the old stores so you can bring in the new. Hey, this is how it works. This is the kingdom. And this is where God wants us. This is the time, the kingdom age, the kingdom era. This is what we're in. We're going to show people how to do it. And when Jesus comes, is He going to find faith on the earth? You bet. He's going to find faith on the earth because we're going to be acting like Him and doing the works that He did. That's what all this is being set up for His coming. He wants to come get us. But we got a lot of people that need to come in before He comes.